This is that story show where we put your hilarious real-life stories into the spotlight.
Clean comedy for ages 13 and up.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kelson.
And I'm still John Steinclaubert, and it's still not important, but James, you know what is?
What?
It's graduation season, man.
Yeah.
And like everybody's graduating and stuff like that. And I overheard a couple graduates, they were talking and about what they're going to do in the future. And one of them said, "Hey, I'm going to go into farming like my dad."
Mm.
And the other guy said, "Well, what kind of farming are you going to do? You do wheat, corn, livestock?" And the first guy, he's like, "I don't know, man. There's so many fields to choose from." Get it? Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I brought back some of the old sound effects for you there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Better stop.
I forgot how to make it stop. It stopped.
Anyway, everybody, welcome to the show. We're excited to have you here. John, I'm glad you're here, man.
It's so good to be here.
How's your week been going so far? I can't believe it's already Thursday.
Dude, this is the last week of school here on my planet. And I feel like every day is the last day. So ever since Monday, I felt like, you know, we're saying goodbye to kids and stuff like that. And then they show up the next day and I'm like,
we didn't lock the doors very well.
Apparently not, but tomorrow, Friday, is the very last day. And everybody's gone after tomorrow afternoon. So it's kind of sad. I was talking to a teacher. It's kind of sad, kind of good. But for me, it's kind of mostly sad because I don't know. I sentimental.
You just like to cry. You're a man who enjoys a good cry.
It's true. But you know, want to hear something really cool?
Sure.
I'm going to tell you.
I'm afraid it's a freaking sound effect, so I didn't want to say anything.
It's not. Okay. I promise. But speaking of sound effects, in the mail today, this week, came this beautiful Rodecaster Duo.
Yes, thank you, patrons.
Yes, I want to personally and publicly and upfront say thank you, patrons, because I don't know if it sounds different on your side.
Oh, sounds
so
good.
But it sounds crazy different on my side.
It sounds good. It sounds like a young Macaulay Culkin. I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Yeah, you were talking about graduations. For work, I was supposed to go to this elementary school and put vinyl on these windows in this cafeteria. So I go in to check in at the office and the guy's like, "Yeah, we'll let you in there, but there is a fifth grade graduation going on." And I'm like, "I don't mind." I said, that's actually really good for them that they're graduating. And I couldn't stop talking. So
yep.
I said I should have called that, shouldn't I? His name was Mr. Amos. He was a very nice man. Very
was
well
he famous?
Dressed. I think so.
Did he have cookies?
He did not.
Oh.
So it was the wrong guy.
Man.
Anyway, we always start with an opening story. This is from Bob Knight
now.
In Fredericksburg, Virginia. It's called "For Here or to Woe."
Okay.
All right. "One Sunday morning after church, my family and I went to a fast food restaurant for a sit-down meal. When we walked up front to order our food, the cashier said, is this order for here or to go? And we replied that it was for here and then proceeded to order and pay for our food. Just then a car pulls up to the drive-thru window and that same cashier walked to the window, opened it and said to the driver, is your order for here or to go? Then the cashier immediately steps way back from the drive-thru window, turns her head, and in a loud voice enough for everyone in the restaurant to hear says, I cannot believe I just asked the drive-thru customer, is your order for here to go? And everyone in earshot had a good laugh. Hope it makes it on the show. Bob Knight from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Isn't Bobby Knight a famous basketball coach?
Yeah, I know all about sports, and that is true.
Too. I think from Indiana, maybe, if I remember correctly.
So Bobby you're Knight. Saying this is the guy that sent the story in. We have famous people.
We have famous people. All of our people.
So what you're actually saying is they have to be famous, otherwise you don't value them as listeners.
No, that's not what I was saying.
I think that's what I heard. And we need to talk about that right now.
We can talk about that right now.
No, we love you guys. You're awesome. And we have a review. No, we don't. We don't have a review. Let me mark that.
Bank one up real quick. Hurry.
We got a review from Bobby Knight. And he's a famous basketball coach or something.
He's retired.
He's retired. And he says, this is brought to you by podgagement.com. He gave us 5 stars and he said, every day when I'm done with coaching hockey, even though I'm retired, I listen to that story show, even though nobody's listening. Get it? Wah, 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 wah. And then he writes, I love John and James, you should lay off. Wow. So please leave us a review on iTunes. It really helps the show. Be like Bobby Knight, a famous guy that John thinks is better than all of you.
I wasn't even remotely saying that.
I kind of may have twisted your words a lot. Sorry.
Fair enough. All right. I'll do it later.
We've got a quick announcement. I want to talk about this. Our good friend and past co-host of the show, Axe Cop's co-creator, Ethan Nicole, has teamed up with stand-up comedian Adam Yenser to create a comedy news podcast called The Talk Down. It's a good name. The Talk Down. Every week, Ethan and Adam look up the funniest and strangest news stories of the week and talk them down. From the latest in bear news to politics, faith, and weird animal news, it's both funny and informative. Recent stories include a zoo in China that outraged the internet because they painted chow chow dogs and tried to pass them off as pandas.
I saw that.
For more info, visit thetalkdown.com. Find them on YouTube and all major podcast platforms. So I told him, he said, we need to buy some advertising space on your show. I'm like, dude, no way. You're a former co-host. You're famous. You're a celebrity.
Yeah, we need to buy advertising space on his show.
That's exactly right.
You know what we should do?
What?
You heard it here first. Maybe we should try and get them to join us on a podcast sometime.
Okay. All right.
That could be fun.
We'll try. You know, honestly, I have tried to get him on, but he's 4 hours in a different part of the country.
4 hours now?
Yeah, 3 or 4 hours, and it just doesn't ever work. So I think we just need to move on, and moving on means going to News Nugget. All right, this is submitted by one of our listeners. You can submit News Nuggets from your local area that aren't going to show up on the famous internets. Submitted by Brent Krushhorn. I don't know. Tractor trailer crash leaves a 50,000 pounds of frozen peas along I-66 in Fauquier, Virginia.
Where?
Fauquier.
Wow. Wow, queer? That's a weird. It's F-A-Q-U-I-E-R.
Fauquier.
That's a weird name for a town.
The westbound lanes of Interstate 66 were closed for hours on Friday, and frozen peas are to blame. I think you could get in a serious accident driving over frozen anything, especially peas.
Can you imagine?
little BBs.
Could you imagine being the person who is responsible for peeing all over the interstate? I'm just glad I got to that one before you did.
State police were called to the single vehicle crash. How embarrassing. Near the 24-mile mark. You never want to be in a single vehicle crash. It just means you screwed up.
What happened to you, sir?
I was driving 50,000 pounds of peas, and I started thinking about famous ex-coach Bobby Knight. And dadgum, if I didn't run off the road and pee all over the road. Anyway, they were called to this single vehicle crash near the 24-mile marker in Delphine, which is a much better name for a town, at 8:10 a.m. for the crash involving a 2010 International tractor trailer traveling west on I-66. You could tell this was written locally because who gives a crap what brand the tractor and what year is even? an unknown vehicle made an unsafe lane change. Okay, all right. So it wasn't just him, which caused the tractor trailer to run off the left side of the road, collide with a guardrail, and overturn in the median. Oh, still though, that's so bad. State Police Sergeant Brent Coffey said in a news release, the truck driver, a 54-year-old Suffolk man, another great name for a town, was not Suffolk. Injured in the crash, thank God.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. So I guess there's peas on earth now in his family, peas in her heart, in their hearts. He was wearing a seatbelt, Zen. So the tractor trailer was hauling 50,000 pounds of peas, Coffey said, and the cleanup closed the westbound lanes for several hours. VDOT assisted with the roadway closure and detour. So,
you man. Might,
yeah. Why were you late today to work, Bill?
I rode through somebody else's peas.
I got peas in my tires, Bill. I can't help it.
Why is your car so dirty? I got peas all over it.
I got pee on it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand, but somebody does. Let's do some stories.
Let me tell y'all a story. Let me tell y'all a story.
All right. This is middle school drama.
Dang it. Move out of the way, stupid.
It's called Sundog from your potato loving Idaho, Scarlett A. Hi, James and John. Hi, how you doing? I have been a listener to the podcast for over 3 years now, and I love it.
Aw,
it's getting past that third year that's rough for people.
Yeah, usually get to year four, and they're like, I don't know about this show anymore.
Not sure about it. I mean, ever since they said the name of that one town, Fakir, I just don't think it's for me anymore. It's an easy and fun way to pass the time. I'm a middle-schooled homeschooler. Oh, gosh, we got to play the homeschool.
So where does your son go to school?
Oh. All right. So can I get both songs? Anyway, my teacher...
Got it.
...takes place... Or my story. My teacher. My story takes place last winter. Before I get into that, though, and this is the wonderful things about middle school drama, here are a few things you need to know. My dog, Justice, loves to eat. Oh, that's original. Never seen a dog that loves to eat. Huh. It's interesting. Yeah. Have you ever had a dog that loves to eat before, John?
No, mine was like, oh, you're feeding me again? Yeah. Doggone it.
Gosh, hate this.
I'm going to go lay in the yard for 12 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to go eat grass or something and throw up what I do have. So,
yeah.
One more thing that we need to know. We are allergic to peanuts. So I guess the family as a community thing. You know, So we
don't
use,
want peanuts in the house if anybody's allergic.
Yeah, no, it's a serious allergy. Although when I was in children's ministry, we had a parent come up to us and she's like, my daughter is allergic to peanuts. And we were kind of freaking out. She's like, here's the medication. And we made sure to get it to the nurse and all that. And she, of course, you know, because it's my luck, she got a hold of a peanut and had to go to the nurse. And I took her in there and the medicine was Benadryl. She did not have a serious hardcore peanut allergy. She had a slight aversion to peanuts. So
she has a peanut irritation. Yeah. Which, you know, it flares up every now and
then. They offend her. They call her bad words. That's that's what it is. So aversion. Anyway, they use an alternative to peanut butter called sun butter. And am I not mistaken, that is sunflower seeds.
Yes.
Turned into a nastiness. Oh, is it good?
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sun butter.
So back to the story. It was pancake night. Pancake night is very fun. My dad cooks pancakes on his grill. Sounds interesting. And we load the buttery pancakes with all sorts of fun toppings, including sun butter. My brother, let's call him Lucy. Lucy was loading his pancake. He was grabbing a butter knife and the sun butter for said pancake. And our little dog, Justice, was watching eagerly at the sun butter. He was planning the heist of a lifetime. I can't stand it when dogs do that, man.
Yeah.
I walk, my dogs will be in a different part of the world, like literally South America. And if I start crackling something, like I'm unwrapping something, shoom,
yeah.
They show up and they're waiting.
Is that for me?
And I know that what in their hearts, I know in their little doggy hearts, they're just like, maybe there's some food that is going to be ours. But what I am so screwed up in my head that what I take it as is we're waiting for James to make a mistake.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I get really mad at them. And I'm like, I'm not going to make a mistake. I'm a man. I don't need you. Put me down like that. You know, and
I'm an adult.
Yeah. I know I'm putting too much on those dogs because they just are, you know, they just want something to eat. But
I'm just happy to see you.
That's I really think they sit around. They're like, here's the idiot that drops food all the time. You know, let's go see what he's going to drop today. And I just hate him for it. But anyway.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Vacation starts with VA. Whether you're feeling beachy, mountainy, or every-y in between, you'll find all that you love all in one trip to Virginia. Start yours at virginia.org.
So he was playing
by dogs.
I am. I'm critical of my critical dogs. he was planning the heist of a lifetime, grabbing the sun butter out of Lucy's hand and eating it.
Oh.
He was watching. That was his plan. He was watching for the time to attack. Justice was ready. He jumped off the ground, scaring Lucy. Lucy let go of the sun-buttered coated knife. Where, you ask? Well, it landed right onto Justice, leaving a streak of sun butter across his little body. That night, instead of eating a warm pancake, Lucy was taking and giving Justice a bath.
Oh.
By the way, no animals were harmed in this story. Love the show from your potato-loving Idawin, Scarlet A. Thank you, Scarlet, for your middle school drama story.
Yeah, that was good.
Dang it! Move out of the way, stupid.
Yeah.
So. I think that Scarlet should have been rewarded. Because if you would have left that sun butter on the dog would have cleaned itself, right?
Okay.
Don't dogs clean themselves, like lick themselves? Like that dog would be like, no, it tastes good.
Yeah, but they're not like quite like cats. They don't have, like there are definitely areas they can't reach.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
I don't know. And maybe, who knows?
Yeah, I guess the middle of your back isn't a very easy place to reach.
Yeah.
Even for cats.
They love to get petted there. Like my dog, Moffat, is a Shih Tzu from Fakar. And, he gets around to all the weird places, but he's a Shih Tzu if I haven't said that yet. And he has a big space between his eyes, like a large amount of space between his two eyes. And really? I always, when I pet him, I always stick my thumb in there and just move it around. And I think it makes him very happy.
Like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
except,
feels so good.
Except I think I could literally fit two thumbs across in his weird amphibious eyes. You know, he's like a daggum chameleon. He's looking, like my brother says, one eye is looking at you, the other one is looking for you, you know?
I can see that.
But Lucy's the one that had to give him a bath. Justice. Yeah. Who names her dog Justice? I don't think there's anything justifying that name. Unless your dog dragged a baby out of a evil scientist's lair.
Then, or no, your dog went and destroyed the evil scientists.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
But what about the baby? You just left the baby there. There was a baby established.
That's true. I may have messed that up.
That's fine. Let's save the baby first, though.
Okay.
And then destroy the evil scientists. That's justice.
No, that's justice. I would name my pet Justice, because then after I'm done feeding the animal, I can say, Justice has been served.
Yeah, and if you spill peas on him. I don't know. You ever heard the joke of how to catch a... Never mind. I just realized how that joke ends. I'll do part of it. How do you catch a polar bear? You dig a hole in the ice and you put peas around it. Yeah. And then when he comes up to take a pee, you kick him.
You have to.
So I'm not going to say the rest of it.
Yeah, that's good.
I have to save the 13 and unders, even though we are 13 and up.
Because they'll go to school, homeschool or otherwise.
Yeah.
And they'll tell that joke and we will get in trouble.
Yeah, we will. We will. I don't know. I don't like washing my dog. My son does it. And he does a great job. One dog loves getting washed. The other one fights it like nobody's business.
That's the way my cat is.
But you have to be careful what you name your dog, because like, you know, you don't want to name him something too cute. I always run it through the filter of me standing on the back porch and the neighbors can hear me yelling that name.
Yeah.
So I think in a movie I saw recently or a show, they named their dumb dog Pancake or Chocolate or something like that.
Mm.
And Chocolate goes missing and she's freaking out. She's got this emotional voice and she's running around the neighborhood yelling, Chocolate! Chocolate!
And I'm like, I want to get that woman some chocolate, please.
Yeah, exactly. You sound insane. So I don't know. Just something better. Like Moffat's not much better. Everybody thinks we're saying Muppet, which is also a good name for a dog. But Moffat is named for Stephen Moffat, one of the best writers of Doctor Who of all time.
And didn't he do Sherlock as well?
Yes, he is amazing. And he did the
so good.
He did the Dracula series for BBC, which I do not suggest anyone watch. It's so good though. Jen Brennan. Brenton. I was about Brenton. Woo. Gloucester, Massachusetts. Am I saying anything right today? Gloucester?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jen Brenton from Gloucester.
This is called No Spider, No Fear.
Sounds
like a Jamaican song. No woman, no cry. You know, the mind of a toddler is a strange thing. Since I can remember, I have hated spiders with a primeval dread that cannot be explained. And you are good company.
Yeah.
And don't name your dog Spider. That's a dumb name for a dog. So their webs tickle and their movements are unpredictable. Yeah, I don't even think spiders know what they're doing half the time. Like, imagine if they could spin a web, but they couldn't like hack it. Like they couldn't handle it. And you just see these spiders all balled up in a bunch of string and they're looking embarrassed and they're just like apologizing. I'm supposed to be catching your bugs. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what to do.
It's my first time doing this web thing. It looks so easy on Spider-Man. So I don't know. When I was a really tiny child, we lived in an apartment in a house that would burn down years after we moved out.
It's oh,
strange sentence.
It's like, is this a recurring thing? Yeah. It just burns down it's every 10 years?
Annually, we burn the house down around the apartment. Yeah. Then they build the house back. It's a flame-proof, flame-retardant, can I say retardant?
I think that's apartment. So appropriate.
Yeah, I think it is. So anyway, he says, not my fault, by the way. Jen, she says it. Though it had issues already when we lived there. And the chain smokers, this was the late 80s, early 90s, really helped it a lot. So yeah, fall asleep with a cigarette in your hand and see what happens.
Mm. Yeah.
One evidence of this decay was the creepy crawlers that would come out of nowhere and be creepy and crawling. Oh, that's what they do. No. One day I was in the bathroom and I saw a thing I had not yet seen. It had tons of legs. It was making its way across the linoleum with determination.
No, thank you.
A little freaked out, I called out to my mom. There's a giant spider with lots of legs in the bathroom. Help! So she came to my aid almost instantly, as mothers do, and calmly told me, no, that's not a spider. That's a centipede. And also a creepy crawly, you know?
Yeah.
I saw one. I was pooping. And one of them came out from between my daggum feet.
Oh.
You know, under my britches and out from behind the toilet. And it was huge. And I didn't respond fast enough to hit it. And by the time I was done with the paperwork, he was gone. He was long gone. So he is alive somewhere and I hate him.
he's waiting behind the toilet for you to visit that place again.
It's like, I want to go under that overpass again.
I'm going to scare this guy again. He can't do nothing this about it.
The greatest thing. So anyway, it's a centipede. And did I mention how weird a toddler's brain is? Yes, she did. The moment she said it's not a spider, my fear went away and turned into fascination.
Oh.
So fear of one creepy crawly did not transfer, you know, new neural pathways were made and they were not, fear was not a factor for Jen.
No.
Brenton. And ever since then, she says, centipedes don't creep me out as long as they don't touch me. But I still hate spiders in the house. Hope you enjoyed my story, Jen. So yeah, I hate spiders, creepy crawlies of all times, all kinds and at all times.
You know, we in the woods where I live, we have all sorts of critters, right?
Yeah.
I went out onto the porch the other day, and it was at night, and I just went out. It was dark. I'd left all the lights off just because I want to step outside and look at the sky because, you know, they have that the northern lights. We could be seeing them down here in Georgia.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, by the way. But anyways, when I went back in the house, I felt something hit my hand.
Oh!
And it was big. It was not a small thing hit my hand. It was near the doorknob. And I opened the door and I looked down and there's an enormous spider. I kid you not. It was like that.
So two inches?
I'm going to say 2 inches. Yeah, you can see the camera, but sorry, podcast listeners. You can't. 2 inches around at least. Like all of its legs. And Amy does not like spiders at all.
No.
And this one is not going to crush this thing. I mean, I'm not a big fan of them either, but she's like, if that thing's in the house, she wasn't in the house at the time. She would have made me burn the house down. And I was like, no, we can't do that.
That is a requirement. So
I didn't want to step on it because it was so big. I was afraid if I did step on it, it would just start walking and then I would be like riding a spider surfboard. So I scooted it out of the house and I'm back onto the porch and I kicked it. Off the porch, and I heard that thing land in the leaves.
Dude.
It was like,
it had mass.
It had mass, dude. And big legs.
Why didn't you not?
Fat body.
Okay. I know you're a kind man.
Yeah.
Why did you not kill this thing?
Mostly because I didn't want to clean up the mess that it was going to make.
It was going to pop, dude.
It was going to, it would have been like if I had picked up a large pizza and dropped it off onto the floor and all that would have been everywhere. I'm pretty sure that's probably how it would have looked.
I hate spiders. Did it have fur?
It did. It had a fur. Like I was thinking,
this is the worst.
Maybe I should get a razor and like shave my name in the back of it, but
I wasn't going to do that either.
Yeah. It'd be a waste of time. Probably. He's probably got a family, you know?
And that was what I was thinking. Cause like maybe I had, you know, 100 or so kids that need to go back and feed.
Gosh, that reminds me of that pig movie. What was it called?
Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the saddest, most depressing. Charlotte.
Oh.
Charlotte. Spoiler, Charlotte dies at the end, and then her babies are born, and it's this beautiful moment, and then they all freaking leave. Except for one. But you don't know this. And it puts you on an emotional roller coaster, the likes of which you haven't had to deal with since Bambi.
Dude, Amy was reading that story to the kids, you know, out loud, because I think it was one of the things that they had to read. And I'd seen the movie when I was a kid, but I had never read the book. So Amy read it to us. But anyways, I remember sitting there and I was in it, man. I was like, oh my goodness. I knew what was coming up, but there's this one line, the very last line, and E.B. White must be just some kind of, I don't know, genius as far as writing goes. But the one line is about how she died. And it says, in the silence with nobody around, Charlotte. And I was like, he did all this public stuff for this dumb pig, saved its life. And she has this, nobody was there when she passed away.
My gosh, what is he trying to do to the children of the world? I have a friend that hates Disney.
It's like the saddest line in
me. Because he feels like Disney feels like they have to educate children about death.
True.
Like when he saw Up, he hit the roof.
Oh no.
He talks about Bambi. He talks about Finding Nemo. I mean, there's a lot of parental death. And I tried to explain to him that it's likely a plot point. It's just to move the story into a place where you align yourself with the main character and you have, as a child, children understand very little about relationships, but a lot of them understand losing someone and that feeling
or something.
And so I think it's used and probably overused as a method to try to get to a certain place in a story. But he's like, I don't care. Disney is the devil. And I was like, okay, all right. You can have your opinion and eat it too. So,
and put some sauce on it.
But just letting you guys know, if you live around me in St. Louis and I see a spider with fur, that spider is going to be a floor mat. I'm going to spread him out. Like I'm going to dry his hide and sell it on Facebook Marketplace.
Turn it into a hat.
A little tiny hat for other spiders to wear. Like for the weirdest of weird spiders.
That's
like,
crazy.
I'm wearing another spider's skin as my helmet. Yeah.
That's so morbid.
That's the way my mind works.
That spider's going to pay in more ways than one.
That's how much I hate spiders. And it's almost as much as I hate my dogs. All right. This is called Hand Towel Trouble by Good Guy. And Good Guy is not his name. His mother did not name him Good Guy. First of all, because she had no way of knowing how he was going to turn out, you know, when he grew up. Kind of like those people that name their dog Justice. They had no idea if the dog was going to live up to the name. What if it lit fires, you know, as for fun, you know?
You have to name the dog Injustice.
Yes. Injustice. It's a great
Injustice.
It's a great DC series.
Where's the cat at? It's Injustice.
It's got a he's out there taking a pee right now on the highway. So I wonder if anybody took a pee when they were stuck in traffic. I would have. Yeah.
I'm sure some of it would. I mean, it was frozen. I would have grabbed a handful.
How do you clean frozen peas? I mean, I imagine a snow shovel and a push broom. Or do you vacuum them up?
I mean, they were down for hours.
How much do you think 50,000 pounds of peas would cost? Like, let me look it up. All right, what is a pound of green peas worth? And it autofilled that, by the way. Okay.
Oh, wow.
In somebody the U.S., a pound of green peas can cost between 44 cents and 88 cents at retail. All right, let's say 44 cents. Okay?
All right.
All right, 44 cents a pound. Oh, I got to put a dot in there. 44 times, what do you say, 50,000?
50,000.
That's $22,000 of peas.
$22,000?
$22,000 worth of peas that's on the highway. That's
expensive peas.
That is, that's your job right there, 54-year-old man from Jessup or wherever you were from. he was trying to avoid it. It wasn't. I do take it back. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault. Well, anyway, good guy has a story called Hand Towel Trouble. Due to the nature of my job as a flooring installer, we do not have the convenience of using a private restroom because, you know, he's in other people's houses. Yeah.
Truth.
So we are forced to use the people's personal bathrooms. So in order to save us the embarrassment and spare the customer, we try to wait until the customer is gone to do the do.
I see why the good guy didn't want to put the real name in.
Yeah. On one occasion, the customer was leaving to pick their kids up from school, so a coworker seized the opportunity to use the bathroom.
Oh, no.
With limited time, he tried to use the bathroom as quickly as possible. That's how you get operations on your butt, by the way. Don't push, okay?
Just let it yeah. go.
Gravity and bowel functions work just fine. But of course, the toilet clogged. Homeboy tore it up. Tore it up. There was no plunger in the bathroom. So he frantically started searching the house for a plunger. This is when I just quit my job, by the way, and leave. I will become a floor installer for some other company.
In some other states, yeah. Perhaps even other country.
Finally, finding one just as the customer was pulling into the driveway, he walked out of the bathroom and he slowly walked over to us and bent down and whispered, "If you use the bathroom, don't use the hand towel."
Oh, no. No, he didn't.
When he didn't see a plunger initially, he did what anyone would do and he kept flushing the toilet until the water had reached the brim in hopes that it would go down.
That's what you do
when you're 12, not when you're a grown man.
That's right.
So when he finally found the plunger and stuck it in, spillage occurred.
Yes, it did, of course.
Desperate to clean up the mess, he grabbed the only thing he could find, the hand towel. Once he cleaned up the mess, he hung the hand towel back up. Now, we have a rule. We have a rule here at the Daggum Show that when when something that belongs somewhere gets involved with something else, it now belongs to that thing. So if that thing is gross, like for instance, the first time it happened, a man swallowed his own tooth, like a dental device.
Implant.
He found it. He found it. He bleached it and he had it put back in. That is wrong. It now belongs to the body. To the bowel.
Right. If it's gone through your whole intestine system and made an exit.
Another story. A bowl at a Baptist church was being used for potato salad or something. And she mentioned how much she loved this bowl because this was the bowl that caught all of her children's afterbirth. Friends, first of all, if you don't know what that is, don't look it up. Second, friends, when your bowl has been an afterbirth bowl, it is now an afterbirth bowl. It is forever. Not a bowl you take potato salad to the daggum potluck in.
You can change your oil in it. That's okay.
Yes.
But don't put food back in it.
Yeah. It now belongs to the afterbirth.
It does.
He asked us what we would have done because we're all looking at him like he's insane. And both of us said we would have thrown that sucker away.
Or just left it on the floor. Or I don't know what I'd do.
I would hide it in the back of the toilet. That's what I would do. I would open up the lid, slide it down there, and then the kid would get blamed.
The kids would get blamed.
What in the heck did you guys do?
I didn't do it.
Yeah, what are you, dead? There's nobody been here but these full-grown men that would never do such a thing.
Yeah, and there's poop all in the toilet. You guys didn't flush.
Oh, it's so gross. Anyway.
You know, I feel like I need to throw some feedback into that story.
Okay.
If I may.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like when you go into a store, I don't know if this is a man thing or a me thing, but I always want to know where the exits are, right? Just in case something weird happens.
Really?
So, yeah, you got to know where your exits are, and you got to know if
you into a bathrooms with lots of exits, huh? I mean, usually there's just one, right?
Well, I was thinking like a store in general, but.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking you were going to the bathroom checking for exits like you're freaking Mission Impossible guy or something.
No, no. But this will go to the bathroom because, like, if I were in the situation where this guy was and I clogged the toilet, there's the first thing you need to do. So, if you don't have a plunger, that's okay. There's usually a trash can in the bathroom, right?
Right.
So you take that trash out. Hopefully it's got a bag in it. And then you take that trash can and you go to the bathtub and you turn on the hot water, right? And you fill that trash can up with hot water, okay?
Okay. We're at a residential home now, not at a...
If you're at the store or, you know, Walmart, just forget it because they got people to take care of that for you.
Yeah.
But if you're in a home, if you're in this man's situation, okay. So I'm just saying, basically, if you're ever here, then you'll know. But so you take the can, and it's got hot water in it, or at least warm water, and you take that and you pour it into the toilet really fast, not to overflow it,
right?
But you get it fast, because what that will usually do is it will create that same effect that plunger will do, and then that mess will go down. And no one will know. Okay. And you won't have to clean up the floor with their clean hand towel.
Yeah. I would have to see that to believe that. I understand the concept. I have flushed a toilet by pouring large amounts, like a pitcher of water, but never with a clogged toilet.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what I would do, here's my advice. That was yours and it was good. It was good. I validate it. Mm-hmm. I love it. It gets the seal of approval. I'll even give it a little ding.
Oh, thank you.
But my thing would be, if you're a flooring installer, you have a toilet care kit now added to your tool belt.
That's even better.
You have a plunger on call and a brush, and you have some Lysol. You know, those little cans, you pull the top out, you know,
pull them out the top.
You just have those on hand for any situation, especially after this one, because this fool will let his poop go anywhere it wants. And anyway, apparently. So he asked what he would have done. And we said we'd have thrown that sucker away. And if asked what happened to it, we would have played dumb. So these guys were willing to lie. So there's bad on both sides. You got a towel that needs to be sent to a fiery trash pit.
Yeah.
And then you've got two people that want to lie about it. So to this day, I still think about the family getting ready for dinner and going to the bathroom and washing their hands and drying them on the hand towel. Thanks for taking the time to read my story. Good guy. All right. So yeah, now we know why he doesn't use his real name, because he is a bad guy.
Well, he didn't say, he's not the one that did it.
Yeah, but he didn't report. He should have left a note. Don't use this towel for my friend.
My coworker used this towel to clean.
No, that would be tattling. You can't. Snitches get stitches. You would just write a tiny note. Like I used to write tiny notes to my kids from the Tooth Fairy. She had the tiniest handwriting. And I would just say, don't use the towel.
Don't use the towel.
Just trust me. throw it away.
Get rid of it.
I don't know how you write in an accent, but I would be like, throw it away, like a tiny wee fatty. Throw it away.
Be gone.
Marcella from Reno, flat tax.
Oh.
My son is
getting political?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Let's see.
My son was in middle school at the time. He and his sister had friends over spending the night, another brother and sister. And after my husband and I went to bed, they wanted to make a prank phone call. And we still had a landline back then. They had been watching TV and they saw one of those lawyer commercials that say, if anything has ever happened to you, you can call and they'd get you money. So,
oh,
This one was about medicine, that if women had taken while pregnant, their male children would end up with breasts.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
That piqued their interests, and they called. But when the operator answered, he kind of froze, and he didn't know what to say. So he finally sputtered out, I'm a boy with breasts. Can I have a tax return? And then the lady paused for a second before saying, we don't do that, and hung up.
Okay.
Everybody messes up their first crank phone call, you know? Hey, is your refrigerator running? It is. Oh, gosh, I don't know what to do. What? Thanks,
why
Brian
is it
Regan.
Running?
Yeah. It's not.
Yeah, let me tell you, somebody tried that one on me once, and I said, no, it's not. Are you going to come fix it?
Oh, no.
Hung up.
So he told my husband, he told my husband about and me about it the next morning, and we were laughing and trying to figure out why he asked for a tax return. Because he's a kid. He doesn't know.
Because that's what happens. Yeah. Adults get money back from the government for taxes.
Taxes, yeah. It's been about 15 years now, and my son and I still laugh about it. He still can't imagine why he said tax return. Love the show. Keep it up.
Know.
Happy you're doing well again, James. Marcella from Reno. Oh, that's classic.
Thanks, Marcella.
Yeah. Crank phone calls. Dude, I made up one time.
Really?
Yeah, I made up a crank phone call. I would just call random people. This is in St. Mary's, Georgia. And they'd say hello. And I say, yeah, do you face the front of the tub or the back of the tub when you're in the bathtub? And they would say, it was so dumb. It sounds so stupid. I'm embarrassed. I'm like literally turning red. They would say, I face the knobs. I say, well, if you face the back of the tub, you don't need a stopper.
How old were you?
I don't know. I was like 10. And then I felt like I had to explain it because your butt cheek will cover the hole. They wouldn't quite respond like I wanted them to, you know? I wanted an immediate laugh, you know?
Yeah. They didn't laugh, did they?
But one dude did, to his credit. It sounded
it more than once.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. I did. This was before Star 69. This was before you knew, you know?
That was a prank query.
I called lots of people. And I'm like, yeah, do you sit facing the faucets or away from the faucets? And everybody sits facing the faucets. And I was like,
right,
did
sure.
you know that if you turn around, you don't need a plunge or a plug for your... for your, you know, the drain thing. And yeah, my delivery was not great. And my response is, but one really dude worked. Did laugh really hard. And I just hung up mid-laugh. I'm like, I got to quit while I'm ahead. Because
it really did.
My luck, he's a cop. And he's going to be, who is this? You're mighty funny.
Yeah. I want to sign you up to be one of our stand-up comedians.
Yeah, we'll come down to the station right away.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh man, that's a lot of work for a prank call.
That's why I'm not a stand-up comedian, my friend. Because I would feel like I had to explain every joke. You know why that was funny is because, you know.
You had to be there, man.
Yeah.
You had to.
Because your butt cheek, see, would cover the hole. So, yeah, right. I made that up, though. And thought it was funny enough to share with the world. So that's the kind of podcaster I turned into. Is
yep.
I have the same jokes, and I haven't learned a darn thing. We have some announcements.
Okay.
First and most important is if you have sent a story anytime between April and today, except for recent people, there is a chance that we've lost your story. Okay, we weren't getting stories from the submission form on thatstoryshow.com. We recovered 60 stories, so we may have your story. But if you have a fear in your mind and you wrote it up in Google Docs, which you should always do, write it up in Notepad or Google Docs, cut and paste it into our submission form. That way you always have a copy of it. But if you have not heard your story, please resubmit it. At thatstoryshow.com, click on submit a story and either read it out or punch it into the form. The form works now. Like I said, we recovered over 60 stories. John, I was getting worried. We weren't getting anything. And I was
all
like,
of our listeners dropped off the face.
I know.
Of Europe.
I was like, well, it's been a good 18 years. You know, maybe our phase is over. You know, seasons change. And, you know, it's a little heartbreaking. We'll do a best of series and then we'll say goodbye. And we just bought all this new equipment for no freaking reason, you know? So I was really torn up. Like, date nights, me and the wife, she was consoling me and stuff. I was talking to you about it, you know?
I remember that. I was like, I was trying to think of something good to say.
Like
maybe you don't.
We announced the Pesky Parents, you know, theme show, and nobody sent in jack squat for like 3 weeks. And now I'm flooded with Pesky Parents stories, which is our next announcement, by the way.
Oh,
theme
nice
show.
Segue.
Theme show's coming up. It's called Pesky Parents. It's stories about the folks who raised us. So whether it was grandparents, aunts and uncles, you know, older brothers, I don't care if you're a foster kid, everybody's got a great story about the people that raised us. Send it in. Okay. Hashtag pesky. Okay. Put that in there somewhere so that I can find it, especially in the subject line would be nice. They are due by, I want to say June 22nd, okay?
Yes.
Because what the deal is we are going to use that as the story for Narthex, or the episode for NarthexCon.
Yeah.
So we need your stories by the middle to the end of June. June 29th is the show, but I'm cutting off Pesky Parents at the on the 22nd. So please send in your stories. ThatStoryShow.com. Click on submit a story. NarthexCon 2024 is coming up June 29th in St. Louis, Missouri. Free event. Register narthexcon.com. T-shirt deadline is coming up Thursday, June 13th. You can still register after June 13th, but if you want a T-shirt, that's when I have to order them. I have to order them on June 14th. So get your registration in. Where to?
Yeah.
NarthexCon.com. Or just go to nlcast.com, click on the banner at the top of the screen. If you are planning on registering, do it if you want a shirt before June 13th. I also want to mention We're Both Right. It's a brand new podcast that my wife and I do. It's a lot of fun. We just recorded episode 10 on Monday, and it is going like gangbusters. We're having a blast. And we talked about the best of everything, like the best things. Mm. And I wrote every question, almost every question, to result in a fight between the two of us.
What? So, something that you're definitely going to disagree on, but both be right about.
Right. So, for example, the first question, which has the best universe, Star Wars or Harry Potter? I knew what she was going to pick. She's a Star Wars fan, but she loves her some Harry Potter world. So we fought on that. Another example was, who's the best Toy Story character? She's like, immediately, Woody.
And you're a Buzz.
I'm a Buzz fan all the way. Have been for years. For 26 years.
26 since, years. Since it's crazy to think that he's even that old. But
I know. My wife thought he would be a flash in the pan and just kind of come and go, and that would be it. But they still make toys. They still do. Outliving Depression is a rebrand of GOK, Gospel of Kennison. It's my audio journal. It's a lot of fun. If you're someone that wants to know more about me and my life and my journey of outliving depression, this story's for you. Maybe you're someone that struggles. Maybe you know somebody that does. A lot of people say they get a lot out of it, and I would love for you to check it out, outlivingdepression.com. Hats are still available, as always, etsy.com/NLcast. I sold one today, actually.
Ah,
I know.
Congrats.
I thought it said eBay, and I was really excited, but it said Esty and or Etsy or whatever, and I was like, dang it, it's just a hat. Because I have a couple of expensive Lego sets for sale on eBay, and I was really happy. But I'm glad somebody's getting a hat. That's great. This podcast is possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. That Roadcaster duo didn't pay for itself, did it, John?
No. I was going to buy it, but thank you that the Patreons did. Patrons did.
Yeah, our supporting listeners did it. Get That Story Show Premium, which includes ad-free listening, swag, and a weekly bonus podcast. Try it out free for 7 days at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And if you can't, that's fine. No pressure. Just leave us a review in iTunes or on Spotify.
Or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Well, those are the two main places that take reviews. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. There's not a lot of reviewing going on out there. So
I don't even know what else you'd listen to it on if it's not Spotify or iTunes.
Well Android has a few apps. Like they just Google got rid of Google Podcasts, which makes them my hero. I hate them. So now I use Pocket Casts, but you don't use reviews. It's just an app that goes out to your RSS feed and it's not a listing service. So you could, anyway, don't get me started. Thanks to Lori64 who became a $10 supporting listener this month. We appreciate
Lori.
You.
Lori.
Yes. She went for the big bucks. She tried free for 7 days and then decided to stick around. So
wow.
It must have been worth it.
Yeah, I guess that with that support, you know, she's like, I'm going to go ahead and pay for those free 7 days.
Yeah. Special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Kerry Wright, and Christopher Tynan, who do more than their share every single month. I guess that's us. It's time to get out of here.
Do you have a story that you'd like featured in a future episode? Submit your story today at thatstoryshow.com. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, this belongs in That Story Show.
All right.
Yeah.
Time for us to go.
I don't even know what that was nice for her to.
I was trying to poop at a customer's house.
Oh.
Nothing went down. Everything came out. I was no plunger. There was no way. And John wasn't there to show me his way. So I just kept flushing and it spilled over. Looked around to see if there was anything I could use to clean it up. And there was a hand towel.
Oh,
that was all I saw. Cleaned up the floor. And I think I got it all. I squeezed it out in the toilet tank and hung it up. And I washed my hands because it stank. That's right. My friends, they laughed at me a lot. And I said, hey, what would you have done if you'd been in my spot? They said, I guess I'd thrown it away because now it is nasty. It's part of black water, not gray water. It's gross. It didn't rhyme and it didn't come out like I thought it would, but that's okay. I was trying to say, you know, because black water in a trailer park is nasty water.
RV park.
Yeah. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.